Okay, welcome back to Rookie and the Vet. Me and Jacko are recording this on the Wednesday, a little bit busier tomorrow, but I'm really happy with some of the picks I've selected this week. Jacko, how you've had a quick look at the teams as well?
Yeah, I've had a quick look, mate. What was the damage last weekend? I think we ended up being up on the try scorers, didn't we?
Okay, yeah, so a little right at the top. At the moment, currently, we are standing at minus 150. We're betting $100 per any time try scorer. We only saluted on 2 from 7 last week.
But they were good too.
Hey, but a little bit of cherry jam at $5 again.
He's gone back to back for us, hasn't he?
We've gone 2 from 7 in both weeks, and we're only down minus 150 because, like I said, we keep saying we only go things that are $2 and above. Before I want to kick off, Jacko, got a little qualm with you on the show and go.
Okay.
I know you gave me credit, but just a little warning for future references. I don't have to do this on Outside YKTR. I want to dress straight away on Rookie and the Vet.
Yeah.
When I give you a little bit of jam with the Queensland spine, let's save it till we come on and do Rookie and the Vet.
Yeah? When we're sitting over a nice organic rib, a nice roast that the wife cooked up, which was lovely.
Beautiful dinner.
And
I'm grateful for that.
And you said, hey, man, I've been thinking about this. And then I turn up the next day and go, ice, bro, I've got this. I've got an idea, bro. How about the future Queensland spine? And he was even impressed as well. I was just trying to get brownie points because I can't eat it worth a fuck. So I'm trying to do everything I can, man.
Yeah, no, it's something really exciting. I'm going to write a little blog. I've got a little blog idea that I'm going to shoot to you later on about that.
Cool.
More with regards to Sammy Walker. Been so impressed with him, but I'm sure we'll touch on that as we get into the Roosters Eels game, which is a game I'm looking forward to.
Game of the week.
Let's roll in straight into our gratefuls. What are you grateful for today, brother?
I'm grateful for the young fella. Is it Caleb? Caleb who came through yesterday. Am I saying his name right?
Yep.
Caleb?
Yep.
Yeah.
Coronas.
Caleb came through yesterday. Super impressive kid. I know I sort of mentioned it on the vlog as well. We've been alluding to wanting to get more sort of vloggers, whether that's part-time or full-time. Hey, Mello, in the building. And he came through really obviously a bit nervous, but respectful kid. Fucking killed it with the food review as well. So it's just grateful to have more workers in the building, more bodies in there, you know.
Ooh,
it'll be a win-win for everyone involved. I think obviously he's excited about the opportunity. He's a young kid. He loves all our content. I've known him for about 18 months. He's going to get a little shout out on 10 in the Ken. So there's a little spoiler for 10 in the Ken next week for my part of it. Whether it's the lovely Week of Doom, Billy Gay, it could be one of the other. So
teaser.
But my grateful today is just a nice little simple one: water.
H2O
water. It's a
All right, Checker.
I think it slept on. Water slept on. I enjoyed. We had Kitty's Run Club this morning. I love running in the rain. The boss, Mudder's Mister, he's doing a Kitty's 10K, a real slow 10K Kitty. So, I love, it's something that, not everyone gets water.
Yeah.
It's taken for granted in Western society. So I thought,
That's a deep one from you. I like it.
Yeah, it is deep. So top that up. And I'm grateful for the boss always refilling that tank at the back there. Okay, make sure Lukey has made it a thing to make sure that we're liking and subscribing to
all
the YouTube stuff. It's going really good at the moment. We're we're trying to give you guys really good content. We feel like we're in a good space with that. So we want to keep that up. Another thing I wanted to address just before we get into the teams, the Magic update, things are flowing really nice with that, Jacko.
Yeah, mate, we're away. Team Glizzy versus Team Scope. The merch is looking nice and proper. So I think there's some samples coming in very soon, boss, I think, in the next couple of days. So looking forward to that. The content's going to be on another level and already got the people reaching out, whether it's venues or degenerates looking to host you. So there's a lot of spanners, a lot of moving parts, but it's working.
Okay, one thing I want to address with that as well straight away. Venues is looking, really solid. We've got a couple of top quality venues up there that people are probably well aware of. So before we sort of declare them, we've got to go back and forth. The boss will send those emails to make sure, that they're on board, we're on board, that sort of vibe.
Fuck, the content's going to be awesome up there, though, man.
Yeah, the one thing we need to select, we're still looking for that fucking grouse party on potentially Friday night where we can turn up to a bit of a vibe with the degenerates. So we've had a few people offer us, bucks parties and whatnot, but we're looking for something quite special. So whether we do that, I think depends on, a sort of proposal or something that someone can come up with something for us that really blows us away.
Simi and I might put out a little dream itinerary, and if someone can confirm that they're going to hit all of that, Scope and Simi might just be pulling through for their Team Glizzy, Team Scope rev up. So, looking forward to it.
All right, well, let's move on to the games.
Footy.
Rabbits versus Storm on Thursday night. We're going to be doing this on the Footy Companion tomorrow. At the moment, it just looks like it's our crew. We're going to do the YKTR crew. Like I said, I've got a few things on tomorrow that's dragging out throughout the day. So I'll get back in time for the Footy Companion.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. It's Rabbitohs versus Storm, which was a really enjoyable game. First time around at the start of the year, we did it on the Footy Companion.
Yeah.
Storm got off to a really good lead. Rabbitohs fought back well on that, but they've got a whole heap of injuries at the moment. Yeah, a whole heap of outs.
It's unfortunate because it's probably a game that earlier in the year you would have circled in the calendar as like, well, it's probably the biggest Thursday night game in terms of matchups of the year. Obviously, two top four sides, but yeah, it's unfortunate the way that it's played out injury wise. Obviously, no Adam Reynolds and Pappy's not back either. I think the Storm get this one done, even out of Melbourne. I think they're just in the better form at the moment, and the injuries are just going to kill South. That's kind of where I'm basing this. I actually like the Storm at the line -8. I think they cover that. It's at $1.90. So you're smirking, which means it's part of the multi you're doing.
Yeah, it's part of the Thursday night multi. Thursday and I'll save night that right for the end.
Yeah, so I reckon they cover that. I'll leave the try scorers to you here because I just keep punting on a cookie and he's not crossing for me, so I'm jumping off. But yeah, I think the Storm get it done. It's not going to be a cricket score, but I think they cover the spread. So I'll be taking the Storm at the line -8.
Yeah, despite all the outs that the Rabbitohs have at the moment, I still think it's going to be quite a competitive game. If it's not, it'll be a proper statement from the Storm. I think the Storm win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the Storm as well. Like you said, I'm going to back the Storm all year. With the outs, I'm going to go back to my old faithful, something that served me well in the first couple of weeks of the Thursday night multi. Justin Olam is my anytime try scorer, $2.50.
You've only missed on him once out of three or four multis.
Yeah, he was good to me for a couple of weeks, so there's no reason not to go back to him. Big shout out to Braden Burns. He was out for about 12 months, made his return last week with a few injuries. He comes into the starting lineup, but he's going to be lining up against Justin Olam, so it's going to be quite a big task on your first game back. Billy Gate Chambers found out last week.
he's a bruiser.
For Cronulla Sharks.
Just casting your eyes down the squad list a little bit as well. Kaloa Matangi.
Oh,
ripping into the chockies back there. Kaloa Matangi's been outstanding as well. That combo with Benji's developing so nicely. So
shout out to Uncle Benji.
Uncle Benji just doing the damn thing. But Kaloa Matangi for South has been super impressive. Just a genuine sort of hole puncher on the edge. As good as sort of Jaden Silver is, he's a defensive rock. Cam Murray is Cam Murray. But Kaloa Matangi's that sort of genuine, I don't know, you liken him to a little bit of a kick out in terms of being that game breaker on the edge for them. So when they've got this many injuries and they're lacking potentially a bit of strike with Latrell and Reen out, I think Kaloa Matangi's a nice piece there. And if you did want to back my try scorer, that's where I'd sort of be sniffing around. But again, I'd leave the try scorers to you in this one because you've been hitting them pretty well.
Yeah, 2 from 7, but yeah. Regards to the return's there.
Yeah.
The return's there. All right, let's move on to the Panthers versus Sharks game.
Yeah, again, undefeated season. I'm not going to change from that because I put my name to it every week. So I think the Panthers get up here. Just, again, it's a few injuries to Cronulla. And Shawnee be back again in his third game back. So he's getting back to his best. But I think the Panthers cover this one pretty easily. Oh, the spread's 18. I wouldn't be confident enough to take that.
Yeah,
because Cronulla's a gritty side that obviously have talent. So
yep.
I'll be staying away from that. The only thing I'd be having a lick on here would be the try scorers. And you mentioned it before, and I think you've taken him here in your anytime try scorer. But Viliami Kikau is due by his standards.
And he's only had a couple of games off, but he's due.
Like, he's due. That's how good he is. So
he is this year.
I'll be pushing a bit of money that way. But in terms of having a crack on the overall outcome of the game or the margins, I'm not sold on Panthers pumping them, and I'm not sold on Cronulla covering the line, with the start. So I'll be staying away from that.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I outline in this game, this is the rookie and the vets game, rookie versus the vets. Got a young, like really enthusiastic Penrith team, and you've got a couple of old heads there for the Sharks. Look at Shawnee Johnson, Chad Townsend, Aiden Tolman, Aaron Woods, Billy Gay Chambers in the centres, Wade Graham. but I've gone Viliami Kikau. I think, Penrith, a very impressive win against a Bird Gang team that I thought played really well as well. As well as the Bird Gang have been going this year, felt like
they got them at the start.
They strangled them.
And it was Nathan Cleary, man. Like little things like that 20-meter restart that he pumps into touch. Like he's so smart. You don't want to say beyond his years because he's played in the NRL long enough now that you kind
still
of expect it.
23,
but so he's still young. Like that was Nathan Cleary dominated that opening 20 minutes and that just set them up for the game. So I thought, and Ice and I spoke about this on the show, and I thought it was the most impressive win of the season based on how red hot Manly were with Tommy in. Obviously,
it's not like that Manly were playing bad. They were forcing them to play bad. And they even, and credit to Manly too, to fight back in a position where it was a little bit back and forth there for a little bit. I've
You got kick hours your anytime?
I've got kick hours my anytime for 250. Yep. Very impressed by the win from Panthers, but also very impressed from the Bird Gang in a loss, considering, you know, where they come from at the start of the year. Obviously, Turbo's been massive for him in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And I think that, that'll go into my decision when we start talking about Manly further on. Let's go to the Eels versus Roosters, which will be a fucking cracker as well.
Should be game of the week, actually. This is the sort of game where, like, if... And I actually said it a few weeks ago, I think, when they played the Storm and they got up. But if Parra are legit this year, which I think they are, they got to win these type of games. So
that's what I wrote down as well. Eels need to declare themselves as proper contenders, and they don't need to smoke them, but you want to see them win.
I don't think anyone smokes the Roosters. Yeah. There's going to be, I suppose you could say there's going to be an asterisk just because of the injuries, but Teddy's back. Sam Walker's putting on a clinic. Drew Hutchinson is, you know, he's sticking over nicely. He's doing his job. He's not wowing you, but he kicks well. He defends well. I'm a big Drew Hutchinson fan. Ben Maskey's in at hooker because Sam Verrills has obviously succumbed to that injury again, which that's a big loss for them because as good as Maskey's been, he's very much a fill-in. But Adam Kieran's a nice piece. You know, I love to shout out former Warriors on this show, Scope. So Adam Kieran sort of did his apprenticeship over there, and he's a nice – he's sort of that perfect – like what Parra did with Will Smith, he's a perfect sort of number 14 because he can cover a lot of positions. He can play centre. He can play in the halves. He comes on at hooker. So
you pride yourself on the Smokies.
I do pride myself on Smokies. I like to look down into that 16-17 jersey, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out Hayes Dunster there. But, yeah, I think Parra – I'm picking the Roosters with the start because it's +4.5, and I think it's going to be a close game.
Okay.
But I wouldn't. It wouldn't shock me if Parra got up here. They need to get up. I'm not going to bet against Sam Walker at the moment. I think he's too red hot.
Yeah, and like I said, I'll touch on something a little bit with Sam Walker later on. I want to give a big shout out to Brett Morris in particular in this game. He, if the reports are true, and this could be his last game. I played against Brett Morris. He's my age. We grew up playing against the Morris twins in under 20s and 18s. I've always sort of followed their careers. Obviously, you know, when you come through the grades of some of those players, for me, you know, you talk about some of the better players at the position. He's right in that conversation, man. Just his consistency of how well he's done it for how long. And even watching him he was having a fucking well of a game against the Knights.
First game as captain as well.
Skipper, defensively, for a winger to be doing what he was doing. Like, when he made a couple of the plays, I was like, oh, fuck, that's Josh Morrissey's. Oh, wait a minute, that's Brett. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I have to double take, obviously, because they're twins and how well he defended. So, if that's his last game, thank you to Brett Morris. Unbelievable career. And from all reports, he's going to stay part of the Roosters culture in the coaching staff.
I am
going the Eels. Like I said, this is a big game for the Eels. This is where I need them to declare themselves. I want a really good performance from them. And any time try scorer, I've gone a little Mitchie Moses at $5.
Okay.
Yeah, a little Mitchie Moses. There's a lot of talk and a lot of hype about Sam Walker.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any moment for Mitchie to, he's been playing really well this year, to go up another level, put a little statement game in for himself,
backing
for his contract situation, for Parramatta, this is the game for him. And if he can score a nice little meaty.
I don't mind that. Yeah, I like it.
A little bit of cherry on top.
Pushing up through the middle there.
Like
somewhere.
My mate, you know, I think due to the weather too, you might see a few more tries around the ruck with the middles and some of the halves that are poking up off some scrap ball, some loose ball kicks. That's something I'm going to be looking for. And that's probably a theme I'll roll into the next game, which is the Raiders and the Knights.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one. Obviously, the Raiders have been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons in the last little while. I think they win this. They have to win this. Papali's back. George Williams is back. Still no Jared Croker. But the reports today that Josh Hodgson has stepped down as skipper voluntarily, it's just getting a bit weird there now. With all the, you know, Ricky, you know, doing Ricky, coming out and spraying them to try and rev them up, dropping Papa for a week. I don't know. I'm not, it's concerning. I still think they beat the Knights just because I think the Knights have not been, well, they haven't been very good in the last few weeks at all. Phoenix Crossland, who I'm a big fan of, comes into 7. I've only seen him play hooker. I don't know much about him in terms of whether he's a half by trade. But he's a nice player. He's an absolute goer.
I think he's more of a half than he.
Yeah. So obviously Greeny's out. So Phoenix comes in there. So I mean they're very light, man. They've got a lot of injuries. I just think Canberra have too much class in this one. They're -5.5. I think they cover that. So if you're looking for a bit of a value, sort of in that multi, you know, you're putting together sort of the 4 to 5 leg multi, $1.90. I like Canberra here at the -5.
Yeah, I've also gone the Raiders. It's a like you said, you've touched on it, it's a desperate game. I've written down straight away the Knights' injury toll.
Yeah,
you know they're losing players as well. We talk about the team that they played on the weekend. The difference between them and the Roosters is the amount of depth that teams like the Roosters and the top teams have. When you start filtering out of that top 21, it starts to look really thin for the Knights. And the amount of halves combinations that they've had to play this year already. I know Sexy Texie's back in the 21 jersey there, whether he plays some part in this, because he started the year pretty well for KP when he was out. My anytime try scorer, Josh Papali'i, I think, having the week off. I don't think he's got a try this year too for a guy that's a renowned try scorer through the middle for the Raiders. Could be wrong on that. We'll check that a little bit later. But, whether with all that stuff that's going on for the Raiders, he's a veteran player. He knows what it's. He's played in big games. He knows he's played in important games for the Raiders. Maybe he can cross over through the middle. Like I said, I think it's going to be a bit of a forwards battle this game because – both teams look
Can I try and swage you here?
Yeah, go on.
Because I like where the head's at, but I don't like Josh Papali'i.
Okay.
I think Josh Starling has a chance straight out of hooker. He had a couple of digs last week.
Yep.
Came up just short.
Not
he had the
Josh
big
Starling?
Break.
Tom Starling.
Tom Starling. What did I say? Josh
Starling. Josh Starling, the old. Josh Starling. Oh, Big Diesel, my old teammate at the. He's a giggle. Josh Starling.
Sorry.
He's been wanting to come on. We've got to get him on, but anything.
He'll be pumped with that. He'll be pumped with that little shout out
there. Yeah, he'll be pumped with the shout out too, but he's got the old mumbles of doom, so.
Maybe a footy companion.
I'd love to get Solo on with one of his mates, actually, for the Raiders, Denamis Louis. Them two were quite a funny little pairing at Manly. But
Starling. Yeah, I like Tom Starling. I just think I like where your head's at around them, loosening up a little bit around the ruck. And I think that you are going to see some points through the middle. Tarpany or Starling would be where my money was going. But but Papali's not a bad pick. I'm just saying I like Starling.
Okay.
I just like to have some input scope when it comes to these,
Okay. Well, maybe beforehand, spring this on the mic. I'll have a look at that. I'll have a look at Tom Starling and we'll see how this goes this week. I'll keep it as is.
Yeah.
But then next week you can go through my list just before we come on.
Might get the call up.
And if Starling salutes for us, then we'll have a look at it for next week.
Done.
All right. Okay, let's move on to the Tigers versus Titans. Tricky Tigers, man. I said it last week. This is a fucking ugly game for Mudders.
Yeah.
They're one of those teams, man, like when you fucking, they're $4, they're a chance. When they're $1.30, stay away from them.
Yeah, I think the Titans bounce back in this one. They have to. And I spoke to you off air, and me and I talked about it as well. Fifita goes hat-trick, lull, hat-trick. Last week was his lull, so I think he's due a brace.
Well, he's paying $2 too, but...
He's paying $6.50 for two or more.
Ooh.
There you go. $6.50. Yeah. So like, I think that's the Titans win. I'd be having a look on David Fifita. I know he's just straight $2 to score.
Yep.
If you're a betting man and you wanted to maybe boost those odds a little bit, fuck, he could easily cross for a double in this one. So shout out to Zach Sini. That was amazing debut, obviously.
Yeah, I put Sini down as a giggle.
The mullet flapping.
The cougar.
Running towards his family and friends there was probably the moment of the round in terms of like the wholesome moment. I have no idea. In terms of result, I'm backing the Titans. I wouldn't be putting the house on it, but I'll be putting the house if Fifita crosses the line at some point.
Yeah,
this is just the way his season's going.
He's a bit of a feel-good story, that Sini. And how many fucking mullet flicks, man? Do you see him? Like, anytime he got a chance.
The second the camera was on him, he was whipping it. Yeah,
he's whipping it back. And I'd also like to give a shout-out to the OG, because he's been called the Cougar. The Roastie put up something with Zach Sini's head on. The OG Cougar, never forget, Luke Williamson. Absolute giggle. He's an old Manly player. He is the OG Cougar. So maybe Kitty's Cougar.
Kitty's Cougar.
Right. Zach Cheney can be the Kitty's Cougar.
That'll stick.
But I've also got the Titans. It's a must win, like I said, for them, because I keep wanting them to sort of come out with these back-to-back performances. They've been a bit scratchy. But last week, Brimo saluted for us at $2.20.
Yep.
And we get even more jam this week, $2.50.
What's doing there?
So the bookmakers think it was, for some reason, think it's just a little one-off. But for me, it's a... I think
there's
a bigger chance of crossing against
the Tigers. If someone does it for us, like Kiri, we stay with them.
That's why I'm...
The $6.50 was just more like I was just sort of having a glance because of the way Fifita's season's been going. But I like Brimo there. That's a good shout.
Okay. Next game is the Cowboys versus Bronx.
I like the Broncos at $2.50 here, Scott.
I like the Broncos to go... jam. I think, we spoke about this as well.
Yeah. I like them to go back-to-back. It's been a minute since they would have done that. The Cowboys... I think it was more bad Warriors, less good Cowboys in that comeback last week. They still fell just short. Shout out to Valentine Holmes. He looks like he's trying his heart out. It's just not clicking for them. Jake Clifford comes back in, back into the side. But I think Brisbane's got enough firepower here to get up. And I think you know, if they can – Tyson Gamble with the fucking
Eagle.
Brock Lesnar energy of doom.
Yeah, when Brumé got set, when got set
in his face. Yeah, so that was a good game from Tyson. And we call it having a Tyson here when you bet on an underdog. Yep. So I'm going to do that with the Brisbane here. I think they get up. It's going to be a close game, but I like the Broncos here to go back-to-back for the first time this year. Behind, obviously, it's all going to come through like it does every week. Haas, Lodge, obviously Ricky and Carrigan. So that's where I'm going, man.
Yeah, big shout out to another, the only forward that you missed out of the forward pack, Tevita Pangai Jr. He's been on
yeah,
fire.
Sorry,
last 3 weeks.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, he's my anytime try scorer at $3.75.
He hates the Solomon to cut out a dummy half as well.
Yeah, he loves having a crack. So, you know, I'm even thinking about, yeah, just for the personal account, the $2.50 into Tevita Pangai Jr. You know, last week I was very close. At one point, I was close. I had Cherry into Manly, five into five.
Yeah.
And the fuck, that was looking good for a little bit. This week, this would be my try scorer into underdog.
So we're both going Brisbane. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm going Broncos as well, mate. Like you said, I think they're just missing a little something up in the Cowboys for me to sort of declare him in this game. Like you said, I'm going to have a little bit of a Tyson on this. And what I think he brings that energy, like that sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, it's a bit of a giggle, but... It's something that they need. Like, there's never been, for me, watching the Broncos, they're a team that's at times looked a bit lost. They're a team that's looked a bit like, you know, they're trying, even at times when they've got blown out, like, these guys are trying their asses off.
Yeah.
And it's just not happening for them. Maybe a guy like him, he can come in, bring a bit of energy, like he's like a bit of a character, because they're a very like subdued team.
And he brought the most out of Milford as well, because he doesn't overplay his hand. He's clearly like a... He's a run first sort of rough, you know. He's not a traditional super silky playmaker.
Yep.
He's a bit of a rough as guts sort of Blake Austin vibe when he just gets in there, digs in the line. He likes to shoot up defensively and try to put a shot like on. That. So, Roasty nailed it with the Brock Lesnar meme as well. So shout out Roasty.
Yeah,
see you on the 20th.
Very rarely gets it wrong. And shout out to Roasty. He'll be coming on the Footy Companion in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Let's move on to my boys versus your boys. Do we have a wager in this?
I don't know.
Because last time I gave you $3, yeah?
Yeah.
Turbo Jay.
Turbo's 100th out there. Yeah, I think it's going to be close. I'm unfortunately, I don't think my boys can. It's a coin flip. Unfortunately, I think the coin... 9 times out of 10 lands Manly side up. So I know that I get slammed every time I go against the boys. And again, this is hopeful. I'm hopeful that I'm proven wrong every time I do this. I think Manly get up. But I tell you what I do like is I like Reece Walsh to cross.
He's nice.
I see Isis pulling the mic in, so he's obviously...
Mate, you're the fucking fakest Warriors fan. Just ride him out, bro.
I can't bet on him every week. Like, if I'm genuinely... You know, this is a punting show.
Yep.
And...
Now, you got to be Hello Sports. Yeah. Just blindly loyal.
Warriors 13 plus every time. Yeah, I hope they win, man. Shout out to Rocco Berry, who re-signed this year. So, this week, through to 2024, I think. So, they locked the kid up for a while. Potential future fullback option if they decide to leave Reece Walsh in there as well. I know Rocco wants to play fullback. That's where he kind of sees his best position being, but defensive centre of doom last weekend. So they lose Paulie Turner, Hayes Perham, so they're kind of losing a bit of depth in those sort of outside back positions, but Rocco Berry re-signs. That's good for my boys. Unfortunately, I think Manly get up. If I was going anytime try scorer here, I'd be going the Ferrari Jason Saab. I just love the look of him, man. That big stride when he gets into the open. And I hope it doesn't happen against my boys. But Reece Walsh and Jason Saab, I like. I also think Manly win.
Hey, nice. Speaking of Saab, nice little in and away on Dylan Edwards, who's no slouch too. He's a pretty solid defensive fullback.
Skinned
and him. He made it look absolutely kiddies when he ran past him on the weekend. A couple of things you mentioned, Turbo's 100th game. The whole team's getting around Turbo at the moment because of how well he's playing. It's bringing out the best of... A lot of these players. One guy I want to give a shout out to, who I enjoy watching in the last couple of weeks, is the pool cleaner, Morgan Harper,
Lionel Richie. Yeah,
have you seen the old pool cleaner ads? It's like an old beer ad when he rocks up. Fuck, every time I watch Morgan Harper, but he's doing some really nice things.
Like I said,
a few of these guys that were having rough seasons at the start of the year are really starting to develop. Ruben Garrick's got his confidence back. Blade FC winger. But it's also the 10-year anniversary, Jacko, from...
Don't remind me.
...when Manly did an absolute number on the Warriors in the 2011 Grand Final. So the entire 2011 Grand Final team's going to be there. It's a big occasion. I wish I was hoping that the weather would be good for a good turnout. You're going to go and watch a game on Sunday?
I'm going to go if it's... Did you play in the New South Wales Cup grand final that year?
Yeah.
2011? You did? Yeah. What was the score? Did you win?
No, we lost on the whistle. I was captain too.
Beauty. Oh, beauty.
Hurts.
And did the juniors lose as well? Did all three lose?
Nah, I think they won.
They won.
Yeah, I think there was an Omar Slimanko and Connie and all that coming through.
Yeah, that's right. They were gone.
Yeah, had those like blue and green white
did
uniforms.
They lose like one or two games all year that
team? What if Suitong and Licky Licky just look like The Rock?
Yeah. Dummy half scoops out of his own goal and just go
but
the distance.
But any time try score too quickly. Jacko, Cherry's gone back-to-back week for us. And guess what? They're starting to realise they've been watching sports, but they've been watching Cherry's into $3. So
yeah, they're watching. Yeah, okay, I like that. I hope you're wrong, but I like it.
Last game, Dragons versus the Bulldogs. This is a nervous game for us. This is a nervous game for the Dragons. Dropped a couple on the trot now. I thought, they're just starting to look a little bit lost there. I know that was a game that they really need to win that I declared last week.
Yeah. I think they do. If you don't mind me jumping in and starting here, mate. The Dragons are at $1.28. I always like, if I'm putting together, which I do every week, sort of a 4-5 league NRL multi, I like to have a game in there that sort of hovers around that $1.30. That's sort of my lock. I think they're a lock. I don't think they lose to the Bulldogs. I know that it's a danger game just based off the record and sort of the Dogs looking better of late, but I think the Dragons are too good for this one. They should win. They need to win. And I think they do win.
I have no idea where this game is going to go. I haven't even... It's the one game that I just haven't even marked out. I'm going to pick Dragons, but I'm not confident at all.
I think the Dragons win. I think you could also throw it into Snack to score as well. I think Dufty crosses somewhere through the middle there.
Dragons could beat them by 30, bro.
That's what I'm saying. So I think it's... I get people being nervous just based on form, but if you look at those two sides, with respect to obviously the Bulldogs, the Dragons should win this game. And I think they should do it. They should do it comfortably. I'm not super confident in them, so I wouldn't be taking the 13 plus or the line. But they're $1.28. Matt Dufty will score a try in this one. So that's where I'll be going with my money.
All right. And for my anytime try scorer, this is the biggest roughie of them all.
Yes.
I've gone, like I said, I think, you know, I've saluted with a couple of halves there, or even if I didn't have a half, I've got Brimo, who's a fullback who's going to be floating around the middle, and a few forwards. And my last forward is Luke Thompson from the Bulldogs.
Oh.
Yeah, he's one player to watch out for, I think.
Well, the Bulldogs scored about 4 tries all year, man.
Yeah. It's hard to that's why the jam's there at $7, because that's first try scorer for fucking Addo Carr.
Yeah.
So if you can get a guy like Luke Thompson,
he has scored one this year, didn't he? He scored their first one when they went on that.
He did too when he first come back. He scored on that first four week try spell.
And he was
a noted try scorer. I know it's a different level over in the Super League, but he runs a really good tough line. This is a game where Bulldogs would be amped up to win this game, and potentially, you know, like I said, with the uncertainty with me looking at Dragons Bulldogs, I still had uncertainty in anyone in the back line to declare them in the half. So why not just throw a fucking Hail Mary out there and declare a Luke Thompson at $7. To finish off, I'll quickly go through my Thursday night multi.
Same gamer for Storm.
Same gamer for the Storm Rabbitohs game. You know how some people, when they punt and they're going through a bit of a rough track, they start to back off. Let's go back to two legs. Fuck that. I'm going 4 legs. I'm going harder. I'm looking for more jam. So, you know, I'm a degenerate. I'm going the -7.5. I think it's going to be a low scoring affair.
Yep.
Because of the weather conditions. So I'm going to go -7.5. I think the Storm will win in the 8 to 14 range.
Mm-hmm.
A few things to look out for with Prez's awful kicking of late and Adam Reynolds out. Maybe there aren't as many goals kicked in this game. So that's a reasoning behind...
Who's gonna kick for South?
Under 38.5.
Freaking Uncle Ben
steps
up.
Cody Walker kicks, maybe, for them.
No Luttrell, no Wren.
I think
throw the ball to Uncle Ben.
Yeah, I think Benji can kick
Benji
him.
Benji might kick.
Yeah.
Has Alec Johnson had a couple of shots in his life?
Yeah, Alex Johnson's kicked before. Yeah. So none of those guys really... scream
noted.
Out,
yeah,
80% or above. So I'm looking at under 38.5 of them. Like I said, I declared Olam, so I'm going to stick with him for that. And because of the conditions and it's a little bit wet, I'm thinking over 8 minutes there might be a bit of a wrestle early on before Melbourne.
Well, the under
assert themselves.
The under 8 minutes has killed us in previous same gamers. So
we're 1 from 2 on them.
1 from 2.
Yeah, because I got the Souths game. We scored. Remember Uncle Benji did the flick to Dane Gagai? I think scored for the first time. I think they get into a bit of arm wrestle, try to kick. Well, I think both teams will, like most games, rely on their start, so maybe kicking well to the corners in the conditions, trying to get field position And then the tries will be after that. And there might be a couple of tries. So to wrap it all up, that's $17.75 for that.
Do you hate money? Go on. That's easy.
And
work,
we're
bro.
Due.
We're, yeah.
And this is the first game of the year. And I collected in that game as well with Justin Olam.
Yeah.
This sort of format.
I like it, man. I'm not going to change any of that. Usually I like to contest your same game or at least one league just to feel like I'm part of it.
Yep.
But I like it. Can't argue. If I like it, I like it, you know? I'm not going to argue with you. So $17, that pays the bills for a while, man.
See you tomorrow night on the Footy Companion, next week on Rookie and the Vet.
See you, bud.